This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Hey, Spinners. It was quite the week for premieres in Hollywood. First with the Game of Thrones Season 6 premiere episode screening at the iconic Chinese Theater, and later, the after party at the oh-so-haunted Roosevelt Hotel on Hollywood Boulevard. The entire establishment was transformed into a fabulous, jaw-dropping party kingdom, with its cavernous spaces becoming Winterfell, the Hall of Faces, and the Direwolf's Den. Free-flowing food and drink was served up by an army of slaves. In other words, Spinners, a typical night in Hollywood. Game of Thrones premieres on HBO Sunday, April 24th. In other premiere news, Robert Downey Jr., Paul Bettany, and other cast and crew of Marvel's Captain America Civil War walked the red and blue carpet at the Dolby Theater here in Hollywood. Members of Team Cap, Team Iron Man, and every Marvel lover in between descended upon the theater and later noshed on yummy food and drink. Captain America Civil War hits theaters May 5th. The Hollywood film business has been booming, with diverse audiences, China, and teenagers helping fuel the boom, along with preserving theatrical windows and not releasing films prematurely for VOD. Worldwide box office revenue clocked in at a record $38.3 billion in 2015, up more than 6% over 2014. And the international box office, which turned in a record $27 billion last year, is only gaining in importance. China will eclipse North America to become the world's largest film market in the next several years. 1 week after The Walking Dead wrapped its season with monster numbers on AMC, its spin-off, Fear the Walking Dead, delivered a solid season 2 premiere performance this week. While Sunday's demo rating was below any of the drama's 6-episode run last summer and fall, Fear came within 9% of its finale ratings last year. It opened huge last August before gradually tailing off over the next 5 weeks. Still, audiences can't get enough of those cute, lovable zombies. The final verdict is in, and FX's acclaimed The People vs. O.J. Simpson American Crime Story has finished as cable's most-watched new series of 2016. An examination of the trial of the century through the eyes of the lawyers on both sides, The People vs. O.J. Simpson closed out its 10-week run with 6.2 million viewers. Among all scripted dramas to have aired multiple times this spring, the FX series ranks second in adults on cable, behind only AMC's The Walking Dead. Oscar winner Mark Rylance is set to star in Steven Spielberg's The Kidnapping of Edgardo Mortara. The story of a young Jewish boy in Bologna, Italy in 1858, who, having been secretly baptized, is forcibly taken from his family to be raised as a Christian. After being very selective over the years and sticking mainly to the London theater scene, Rylance has been more open to film roles lately, especially if Spielberg is manning the ship. Rylance won an Oscar this year for Best Supporting Actor in Spielberg's Bridge of Spies. Kanye West kicked off his 2016 Life of Pablo tour at the International Music Festival in Manila this week and performed his new single Famous for the first time. He was amazed that the sold-out audience knew the lyrics and rapped along with him. He performed the song twice and then said, quote, "I wanted you to know the whole time, in the spirit of Nina Simone, in the spirit of real artists, this is the song that broke the writer's block for me." And with that said, Nina Simone promptly turned over in her grave. So in the 3 months that the Beatles catalog has been available for streaming, the numbers have been truly spectacular. And guess what? 2/3 of the Beatles streaming worldwide on Spotify is by men. And in the UK, 2/3 are under 35. That speaks to not just the widespread appeal of the Beatles, but also their ability to connect with young people. Also, the country where Beatles streaming is highest is the US, followed by the UK. Long live the Beatles. You know, we reported at the beginning of the year that comedian Louis C.K. produced and starred in a new series, Horace and Pete, which he put up on his website in January without any advance publicity. Well, the comic revealed this week that he's lost millions of dollars over season one of the drama series. Low sales for the first four episodes forced him to take a line of credit out to complete the subsequent six episodes, and he already had spent $2 million of his own money on top of that, so he's singing the blues. Well, good luck, CK. I can loan you $100 if that helps. LA Spins has learned that Star Wars actor Jake Lloyd reportedly has been transferred to a psychiatric hospital. It's to deal with his schizophrenia after spending nearly 10 months behind bars. The former child star, who portrayed a young Anakin Skywalker in Star Wars Episode I: The Phantom Menace, was arrested last June after he led police on a wild high-speed car chase through two counties in South Carolina. Now, however, authorities believe he's better off seeking treatment for his mental condition than he would be if he simply continued his term in jail. We wish him well. We're sad about this news. The comedy series Episodes will end after its fifth season on Showtime. The critically acclaimed and award-winning comedy, which paints a behind-the-scenes picture of the entertainment industry, stars Friends alum Matt LeBlanc. Episodes, which premiered in 2011, has received 10 Emmy nominations, including Outstanding Lead Actor in a Comedy for LeBlanc and Outstanding Writing for every single season the series has been eligible. And great news for Matt. CBS greenlit a LeBlanc sitcom series, meaning it will likely be ordered for the 2016-17 television season.
The Trash Bin.
We reported last week that Khloe Kardashian's TV show Cocktails with Khloe was canceled after only 3 months. Now, LA Spins has learned that Khloe will file for divorce very soon because ex Lamar Odom has returned to the LA party scene. Is Khloe Kardashian finally ready to put her relationship with Lamar Odom in the past? After calling off their divorce in October when Lamar suffered a near-fatal overdose, she's quite simply had enough and will refile.
The news wrap-up.
Facebook unveiled its new Messenger platform this week, which will leverage chatbots that interact with users and perform several tasks while remaining in the app, including shopping. Rumor has it that shipments of the Apple Watch could fall by more than 25% this year. LA-based Snapchat is now the most popular social media network among teenagers. BlackBerry is planning to launch two mid-range Android devices this year in what analysts are calling the last opportunity for the firm to get it right in the handset market.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
The Jungle Book opens big at the box office over the weekend.
The number one album.
The Lumineers enter the charts at number one with Cleopatra.
The number one app.
Radiation Island is the new best-selling app in the USA.
The number one fiction book.
One With You by Sylvia Day is the best-selling book from coast to coast.
Denver, Colorado-based The Lumineers burst out of the gate with their debut album in 2012, and it peaked on the U.S. charts at number 2, spawning one big hit single, Ho Hey. The band cites a diverse range of influences, including Bob Dylan, Beethoven, Guns N' Roses, Talking Heads, Bruce Springsteen, The Cars, Leonard Cohen, and, quote, cinematic music and anything strange and weird. Well, this folk rock band has a distinctive sound, and their follow-up second album is great. From Cleopatra, here's the Lumineers with the song of the week, Ophelia.
I got a new girlfriend. Feels like he's on top. And I don't feel no remorse. And you see past my blindness. Oh, Ophelia, you've been on my mind, girl, since the flood. Oh, Ophelia, heaven help a fool who falls in love.
That was the Lumineers from their brand new album Cleopatra with the song of the week, Ophelia. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LA Spins. You know, with a Z. And that's what's happening this week in LA and Hollywood. For LA Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.